with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports on New Year's Eve celebrations around the world.
From Sydney to Paris to New York City, crowds have rung in the new year with exuberant celebrations filled with thunderous fireworks. Fireworks erupted over European landmarks from the Colosseum in Rome to the London Eye. In Paris, revelers converged around the glittering Champs-Élysées Avenue. Other locations took a more subdued approach. Hong Kong held limited celebrations following a recent fire at an apartment complex that killed 161 people. Australia saluted the new year with defiance less than a month after its worst mass shooting in almost 30 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
After 60 years leading Berkshire Hathaway and drawing crowds who studied his every word, Warren Buffett wrapped up his last day of as CEO this week. He remains chairman while longtime deputy Greg Abel takes over leadership today. New state laws taking effect with the coming of the new year. Hawaii, for example, is raising its tourist lodging tax. That's meant to address climate impacts. The state of Utah adding a red-striped no alcohol sale label to licenses for extreme DUI offenders. And Washington's minimum wage is now $17.13 for the first in the nation above $17. President Trump admits to not following his doctor's orders.
The president told the Wall Street Journal that he's taking a larger daily dose of aspirin than his doctor recommend. He said, aspirin is good for thinning out the blood, and I don't want thick blood pouring through my heart. He went on to say that he wants nice, thin blood. The 79-year-old Trump is the second oldest person to ever hold the presidency, following his predecessor, Joe Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. People being asked what they think constitutes a good life. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. 97% say you have to have that to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. 60% of respondents say that being free to practice their religion is very or somewhat important to a good life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrats have a religious imbalance within their party. The Pew Research Center has been studying the country's two major political parties and concludes that on average, Republican voters are a lot more religious than Democrat voters. But the Pew report also finds that while Republicans of all races are roughly equally religious, amongst the Democrats, only black voters make faith a priority in their lives. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is closed today. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all ended yesterday in the red, with the NASDAQ falling 0.75%. Still, 2025 was a banner year for the market. The S&P gained more than 16% for the year. The Dow will open tomorrow at 48,063. With the arrival of 2026, legendary investor Warren Buffett has retired as Berkshire Hathaway CEO. He remains chairman of the board and plans to continue going into the office every day. The Oracle of Omaha sums up his investment strategy this way: be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. He also advises employees to make sure they'd be comfortable with anything they do being reported the next day on the front page of their local newspaper and presumably on the Internet. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.